We're joined today by Marianne Grady Flores, who is a member of the Kings Bay Plowshare 7, which we've had on people from the Plowshare a number of times. You know, they did civil disobedience at the Kings Bay base to protest the issue of nuclear weapons. Marianne's sister, Claire, just unfortunately started her prison term. But, you know, Marianne, maybe just give us a quick introduction to the Kings Bay Plowshare 7.
Well, first, I want to clarify, I'm not one of the defendants. I'm a part of the support group. So, and I'd like to invite people to write down our website, Kings Bay Plowshares, spelled P-L-O-W-S-H-A-R-E-S, and then the digit number 7. .org. So you can find a lot of information out there. But basically, 7 people went into the largest Trident nuclear submarine base in the world, in the sense that it is 17,000 acres of a place down in Georgia, right where the right whales are calving right now. So this omnicidal weapon, and we say omnicidal in the sense that this weapon system, if all of the nuclear bombs on the 6 Trident submarines that are parked in down in Georgia, and then the other 8 Tridents up in near Seattle, Washington, if all those weapons were blasted, that would kill 14 billion people, which is twice the amount of people that are on the planet that exist. So these folks who happen to be all Catholic workers, people who have done the works of mercy and question and challenge the works of war, decided to go into this place and do a sacramental direct action of exposing the crime and the sin of having these nuclear weapons. So basically, they acted on April 4th, the 50th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King's assassination. And they did that because they wanted to highlight Dr. King's work. And we've, you know, just in the last month, we've celebrated his birthday, and we're coming up on the 4th of April again. So this will be the fourth year of the anniversary of the action. So these folks went in and basically broke into 3 groups. And the folks that were a part of the group was notables like Liz McAllister, who was Phil Berrigan's widow. Phil Berrigan was a Catholic priest back in the 60s and 70s who had done many actions against the war in Vietnam, and then started with the first Plowshares action back in 1980. With his brother, the other famous priest, Father Dan Berrigan. And they started what has become a Plowshares movement of people taking on taking personal responsibility for the beginnings of a disarmament process. So these folks, Claire, my sister, and Martha Hennessy, who happens to be the granddaughter of Dorothy Day, who began the Catholic Worker Movement. And Martha and Claire went to the administration building, and they brought some spray cans with them, and they spray painted, Claire spray painted a big heart on the sidewalk that said, "Disarm now, love one another, and repent," which really, the word repent means turn around and change your ways, you know. And then they took very small amounts, like a quarter cup of symbolic of their own blood. And because they were dealing with the outside of the administration building, there was this big metal seal of the Trident submarine up on the wall. And they prayerfully poured the blood on that symbol to say, we need to transform this place of omnicidal destruction. So that was the 2 women. And then they also taped a war crime indictment on the door of the building. And mind you, there were people inside working. So they didn't disturb the people out in the building. They also put up crime scene tape. The other three, including Liz McAllister, Father Steve Kelly, who has been in jail since that time, he's now being transported through the prison system up to Seattle for another action up there, a probation violation. But anyway, so is Liz, Father Steve, and then Carmen Trotta, who has worked serving the soup line down at the St. Joseph Catholic Worker House in Manhattan for at least 30 years. Carmen has been down there. So the three of them took some bolt cutters, and not only did they get into the base with an initial, you know, breaking a lock and going into a gate, an obscure gate, and they put a new lock back on. So they went in and took responsibility, and they weren't going to leave. They were going to say, yes, we did this. And they actually wore GoPro cameras. And there's a funny story about Carmen.
But Miriam, we're beginning to run out of time, believe it or not.
Oh, right. That's right. Oh, my God.
So I'm going to ask you, one of the things you've mentioned, we were talking earlier as a follow-up, is that you are now also looking at the whole issue, trying to get various governments and pension funds to divest from nuclear weapons?
Yes, yes. And I have just been alerted to, and thanks to you, Mark, to the fact that the New York City City Council did a symbolic divestment resolution. There's, is it billions of dollars, Mark, that the New York City Pension Fund? Well, there's five different elements.
Well, total, they probably have a little over 200 billion.
Okay. So the point is to get those pension funds to divest from nuclear weapons corporations. And there's a couple of different campaigns. One is called Don't Bank on the Bomb. That's one campaign. And you can find this information on our website. And again, it's Kings Bay Plowshares. Digit number 7.org. And then the other one is Back from the Brink. And then Code Pink has another divestment campaign going. Right. But
you also mentioned earlier, you know, that you brought this message of love. And I understand you missed this particular demonstration. We had John Ammon on a few weeks ago about the Valentine's event at Hancock Air Force Base. But you were mentioning you actually ended up going to prison for a previous demonstration up there about the drones, mainly for taking pictures.
Yes. Well, that's another story. I've become known as the grandma drone protester that was sentenced to a year in jail because of the colonel at the military base taking orders of protection out against us, including Claire and Martha, actually. I'm one of many grandmothers, but somehow my case got known as that. But yeah, I was out in the street taking photos of eight people that were acquitted because they showed to the court that they had no mens rea, meaning malintent. They were there to uphold law, not to break law, knowing that what's going on with the murder, indiscriminate murder of drone victims from the base in Syracuse is against international law. You can't do extrajudicial killings. So anyway, but yeah, that case is still pending. There's an appeal at the New York State Court of Appeals right there in Albany. And we are waiting for the case to go back up there because there was a little paper glitch. But yeah, many of the people that were involved with the Kings Bay Plowshares have been at other places of demonstration, understanding that every minute, $100,000 is spent on our military.
We're almost out of time. I know you also trying to get maybe hopefully Tom DiNapoli or State Controller of the best. People want more information, the websites again?
The website is Kings Bay Plowshares 7.org.
Thank you very much. And we've been talking with Marianne Grady Flores, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.